This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This morning, Indian commandos retook control of the Taj Mahal Palace Hotel, ending the violence and the siege that has killed nearly 200 people there this week. Joining us now to talk about Mumbai and all the week's news is NPR News analyst Juan Williams. Juan, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
And this was, so far as we can tell, a multi-pronged attack on the city of Mumbai. Let's review what we know about what happened these past few days.
Well, what we know is so far that the Bush administration has been warning and repeatedly about the danger of elections and transition periods as being viewed by terrorists as windows of opportunity. And if you just stop and understand that, in fact, there are five now state elections in progress in India. In fact, I believe today in Delhi, there are elections taking place. And 4 years ago, there were, a coalition government in India was thrown out because in the national elections, there were two terror incidents, a suicide attack on parliament, in fact, in 01. And then you throw in with that the whole idea of concern over what has taken place in other countries. Benazir Bhutto in 07, for example, there were general elections coming up in Pakistan. Or you stop and think about 04 in Madrid when there were attacks there. And again, clear evidence that it was tied to the terrorist interest in having Spain pull troops out in Iraq. So we know there's a pattern here, and apparently the terrorists have struck again in terms of getting involved in this local election transition period.
A transition period here in the United States, too. And of course, we are told that the White House and the White House staff-to-be have an unusual degree of coordination.
They do. In fact, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice spoke with President-elect Obama on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, has followed up, and then the State Department has an entire unit now dedicated to working with the transition team representing President-elect Obama so that he can be aware of all that's going on. It's kind of an odd situation because he's not in charge. This is President Bush's watch. But at the same time, President Bush has made a real show of trying to make it possible for the Obama team to get early clearances. National Intelligence Director Mike McConnell, of course, has been briefing Obama, and that's, of course, with President Bush's approval, so that sort of President-elect Obama finds himself not only confronted with an economic crisis, but now he's having to deal with what is prospectively a terror crisis that will continue into his time in office.
As we speak, there has not been a terrorist attack on U.S. soil since 9/11. And in the waning days of the Bush administration, is this something to note?
It is. I think that, in fact, if you talk to the Bush people, they make a point that the American people have become rather content and a little bit comfortable with the fact that there have been no recent attacks. Mm-hmm. But from their perspective, they've been working very aggressively to prevent any attacks. And they feel as if, look, you know what, part of our legacy, without a doubt, has to be that there were no subsequent attacks to 9/11. And who would have guessed that now more than 7 years later?
President-elect Obama made some major announcements about his new economic team and, for that matter, national security team this week. And I will note The Nation magazine criticized some of those choices. The Wall Street Journal thought they were just fine.
Irony, irony, irony. I mean, if you go on the blogs and, the left-wing bloggers are up in arms and there's concern about exactly the lack of liberals or progressives, however you want to term it, especially on his national security team, where he's got General Jim Jones as the national security advisor, where you're keeping Bob Gates as the Secretary of Defense, both Republicans, I might add, Scott, and then you're bringing in Senator Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State. So these are all people who were not in support of immediate withdrawal from Iraq, which was, of course, the large tenet, in some ways the center pole of Barack Obama's campaign. And then when you turn to the economic side and you get people like Tim Geithner and Larry Summers in place, again, people are saying, wait a second, these are folks who've been involved with the current status on Wall Street, all the corruption, the problems. They're all acolytes of Rubin. And they're saying, wait a second, what happened to change? And what about new faces in Washington instead of the same old gang? And so there's a little bit of upset there. But I don't, at the moment, it looks like there's no fire against Barack Obama from the left of any substance. I think he still has such a deep well of goodwill.
Thanks very much, NPR's Juan Williams. And by the way, you join us in our first open mic vlog on npr.org/soapbox.
It was fun.
Let me ask you to stay in the studio while we talk to our next guest, if you wouldn't mind. Because now that the crisis in Mumbai has ended, investigators are trying to figure out the identity and affiliation of the attackers.